Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, June 8th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We are moving over to the book of Daniel today because Daniel was one of the exiles that was taken into Babylon. Now, he had a pretty good gig in Babylon. Some of the people had to work the fields, but he got to work in service of the king. I like the book of Daniel, and we're going to read three passages from Daniel this week. I hope that you enjoy it as well, and that you're able to connect the dots between the story of Daniel and the fact that he is one who was a part of the Babylonian exile. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel's training in Babylon. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hands, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia and put in the treasure house of his God. Then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief of his court officials, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility, young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them the language and literature of the Babylonians. The king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table. They were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. Among those who were chosen were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names. To Daniel, the name Belteshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. But Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel, but the official told Daniel, "I am afraid of my lord the king who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you." Daniel then said to the guard, whom the chief official had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, "Please test your servants for 10 days. Give us nothing but vegetables to eat and water to drink. Then compare our appearance with that of the young men who eat the royal food and treat your servants in accordance with what you see." So he agreed to this and tested them for 10 days. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. To these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. At the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and he found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This is such an interesting story. It makes me think of so many things, probably that I could eat a lot more vegetables, one. But the thing that I really took away from this passage is verse 17. To the four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And I just want to pray for the youth of our church and the kids, that the Lord would give them knowledge and understanding, not so that they can make good grades, not so that they can get accolades and get on this perpetual hamster wheel of seeking success, but so that He might use them for greatness in His kingdom, for their appointed time and their appointed place. Will you pray with me? Father, it is humbling to think that all knowledge and wisdom is provided by You. We want to think ourselves wise, but we know that Your Word teaches that it is in Your Word and through Your Spirit that we are given wisdom. And so we pray that over our church. We pray that over our pastor and the staff. We pray that over our families and especially our youth and our children. Give them wisdom to know what is right and what is wrong. Help them to see that Your way is better than their own way. And as You give them knowledge and understanding, help them to turn quickly to be reminded that it's all a gift, and a gift to be used for Your service. We love You, Lord. We thank You. We praise You. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.